This is The Conversation on HPR2. I'm Chris Vandercook.
I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Can a 0.03 difference in blood alcohol content make a dent in the numbers of drivers who drive impaired? Mothers Against Drunk Driving isn't answering. Some lawmakers are asking the same question, and a federal agency says yes. The National Transportation Safety Board's new recommendations square with Hawaii Island's Dr. Senator. Josh Green may have some additional sensitivity. The state is 51st in the nation, with 515 DUI arrests on Hawaii Island to date. And Josh Green joins us this morning. Good morning.
Aloha. Great to see you.
And it's good to have you to talk about this, too, because this is sort of the thing that we talk about around holiday time or when there's been a rash of unfortunate fatalities that have been because of alcohol, and then we kind of let it go fallow. Meanwhile, we've got lots of commercials on TV, particularly pitched toward a very young demographic and making it look like it's the hip, cool, and wonderful thing to do. How would that possibly be in the same conversation with the NTSB's recommendation that we lower blood alcohol content to 0.05?
Well, I think that people have to realize that anytime you drink, you shouldn't drive, first of all. And I'm pretty dismayed about the ability for people to advertise alcohol on TV still. You really struck a lot of the key points already. We have the feds telling us that if we drop the blood alcohol threshold to 0.05, that we will save lives. I think we should do it. I think we should do it here right away. I think we should do it in the next legislative session. You know, every year we see tragic fatalities. I see them as an ER physician, you know, month in, month out on the Big Island, year after year. And we know that the law enforcement personnel only have so much capacity to bust people for DUI. So I think we should do two things. I think we should lower the threshold to 0.05. And at the same time, we should give them more resources to actually catch drunk drivers. You mentioned that about 500 people have been busted on Big Island so far over the first, say, 4 months. That's very consistent with what's happened over the last couple of years. In 2012, there were 1,477 DUI arrests. In 2011, there were 1,435. So they, you know, they only have a certain capacity to go out and catch the people that are making this terrible mistake. So we need to do those two things to help save our people.
This also presupposes, though, Josh, that we change some attitudes about drinking, because we only know what the capacity can do at this point, which is not as much as perhaps we're going to have to need it to do if you drop the blood alcohol content by 0.03, because 0.05 means ostensibly one drink. And for a lot of people, they say, well, I'm not going to just go to a restaurant and have one drink. I'm not going to just be at a family party and have one drink. And the point is, you don't have to, but just please don't get behind the wheel. That seems to be the defining line. How do you change that mindset?
Well, obviously, year after year with the same results, that hasn't been enough to change people's mindset. I've been kind of purposefully pushing the edge of the envelope, trying to get higher and more strong penalties for individuals that drink and drive. But truth be told, people don't really learn the lesson until that tragedy occurs. And we as a society haven't. Like I just said, we have about the exact same numbers of drunk driving arrests. More or less, we have the same number of fatalities year in, year out. The thing I like about the federal recommendation of 0.05 is it makes things simpler. Pretty clearly, that is just one drink for an average-sized woman and no more than two drinks for an average-sized man. Anything more than that, you're going to definitely be beyond the threshold. Remember, if you get a DUI, you're going to lose your license very likely. You're going to have to put the interlock system into your car. But if you kill someone when you've been beyond the threshold, you're going to do time. And you should do time in prison. And that family's never going to get their loved one back. So it is such a serious situation. We have a little over 100 deaths every year in the state of Hawaii. We could cut that down by 40% in reading the report if we really stepped up to the plate. Can you imagine? That's 40 families that don't have to live with that tragedy for the rest of their families' lives. It's such an important thing to do, and it's so simple. I don't see how we don't do it.
With kids especially, there will be situations that we've seen that will certainly happen again, where a kid who's never been involved with alcohol, suddenly it's graduation or there's something fabulous happening and they have enough to cause them to be impaired. We know that kids don't really get judgment until they're not kids anymore. How do you start to market the other way when some of these ads just make it look so alluring and so attractive that simply saying 0.05 is not going to be very much of a deterrent to them?
Well, it is hard to change the minds of people that are young. And we all know that there's that that concept or that feeling that we're invulnerable when we're young. Also, people are very impressionable when they're 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. There's no question about that. I think that we just have to step up as leaders of the community. I think our church leaders and our community center leaders and maybe some elected officials and everyone who has an organization, nonprofit people, and we in media all have to just really impress upon young people especially that this is one area where we can't be cavalier. We have to be super careful. There's so many ways to get where you're going with help, having a designated driver, hiring, if it's a prom, like we're in prom season, having a limousine driver, having a parent drive a van, having the school provide vans. All these solutions will solve the problem for young people. I'm not advocating drinking, but I'm a realist. I know what happens around celebrations, and I don't even want to be a party pooper, but can you imagine the impact if just one individual not only kills someone when they're drunk driving after their graduation and they go to jail at age 18 or 19, but that family loses the person? So I think we have to have a zero tolerance on this particular issue, because this one is something we can actually deal with and avoid. There's a lot of solutions that can't be solved. This one can be.
And especially this time of year, it's particularly germane because, as you mentioned, here we are in prom season, but we've got weddings and we have graduations and family reunions and all kinds of good reasons where people are happy and aren't necessarily thinking about how much they're consuming, which is fine as long as you've got somebody else who is taking you home. In the short term, before we get to next session with the legislation that you plan to bring out, what is it that you would like to see us try to do in this next little while, which maybe we haven't done so well even in past years?
I'd like people to almost adopt the recommendation without a law right now. I'd like people to think, if you've had more than one drink, don't drive. That simple. Keep it that easy. Keep it that simple in your mind. We will see a decrease in the tragedies across the state, especially here at celebration times for graduation and then when we come into the holidays. Please just make that a conscious decision. If you're listening today, volunteer to be the driver for your group's gatherings. Volunteer to be the designated driver for a graduation party. Just spend a little volunteer time in that capacity, and you'll save a few lives. And I'll appreciate it in the ER, but those many families across the state who have already endured this tragedy will appreciate you to no end.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Senator and Dr. Josh Green is the chairman of the Health Committee. He also served in the State House from 2004 through 2008. He came to Hawaii with the National Health Corps to practice in underserved areas, and in 2009 was named Hawaii Physician of the Year. The National Transportation Safety Board wants Hawaii and all states to lower its blood alcohol content to 0.05. Senator Green says he will introduce legislation to do just that next session.